Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on the Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. Rest in peace to Suzanne Summers, who died a couple years ago.
Yeah,
everybody knows Suzanne Summers. Known for many roles.
Three's Company.
Yeah, I kind of associate her with Three's Company. I never really watched Step by Step as much. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, rest in peace to her. But according to her husband, she might be making a comeback.
I don't understand.
I don't either. Was this a Halloween thing?
No, it's not. And it's a little deeper than that.
Oh,
so her husband.
Please don't tell me it's about to be AI.
Yeah, so her husband, Alan Hamill, decided to recreate the late Three's Company star to an AI robot.
I heard it.
Yep. Here's Entertainment Tonight's story on this.
2 years after her death, Suzanne's husband is reconnecting with his late wife. In what might seem like a sci-fi twist, you're watching footage of Alan Hamill testing a robot version of the beloved Three's Company star.
Maybe one day I'll be the star of a reality show, The Real Robot Housewives of Silicon Valley.
Alan reportedly said he can't tell the difference, and the prototype is only going to get more lifelike. We're told it's not the final version, and programmers are still working on it.
What's your favorite memory that we share?
Oh, there are so many. One of my favorites is when Alan and I were filming a cooking segment together a long time ago. We had a little mishap with the blender.
So how'd they do it? The AI team trained the robot on a lifetime of Suzanne, inputting her 27 books and countless interviews, all of which helped the clone learn Suzanne's timing and authentic voice. Alan actually says Suzanne was totally on board to have an AI clone, and they had talked about it beginning in the 80s. Their devotion lasted more than a half century.
All right, so I think it's also called Cap on that. In the 80s?
Yeah.
AI were just letters in the alphabet.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we had the concept, right? People were like, oh, man, you can implant your consciousness into this robot, right?
Yeah.
We did not have the specifics of the language. I'm still like, so we're just all just going to be suspended in development. Because, like, as much as losing someone that you care so deeply about, especially someone who is, like, your life partner and all that, I can't imagine. I sincerely cannot imagine the hurt that causes to you. However,
that too, yeah.
Like, part of being a human is like we're going through those processes and feeling those things and like, you know, growing and all those things. You're going to be suspended in not being a human being and not like experiencing that grief and like working through that. If you're just like somebody's gone, no, they're not. I refuse to acknowledge and I will substitute them with this robat. Like that's just not. It's not how we're supposed to be human beings.
We're
defying God at this point, not to bring in like religion or whatever, but we're getting to some weird places, fellas.
You're 100% right. It's also just in general creepy, like incredibly creepy. And let's just be honest, you know, I do think, is there another reason he wants her back in AI form?
Why would you
in
go
robot
there?
Form?
Why would
because
you go
other
there?
People are talking about it and thinking about it, and you know you both were thinking about it.
I'm
the only one that
was
said
not.
It.
I can tell you with all honesty, that did not come up until I looked over to my left at this text line.
Capity, cap, cap, cap.
Some of us are wholesome, John.
Let's be honest, and the listeners are actually agreeing with me. There might be another reason he wants to bring her back.
Yeah, but you don't need the whole AI portion of that if that's your only concern. If we're going to be honest. You don't need all that other part about it. Like,
Yeah, the part that got me in this clip was him saying, "Oh, he couldn't tell the difference."
Yeah, you could.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah, you could.
Also, like, yeah,
like, are you that brainwashed?
You must not have been paying very close attention to your wife.
Yeah,
up until this point. Yeah, no, it's about the same.
Yeah,
about the same.
Yeah, this is a little bit disturbing. This ain't going to be the first time or the last time we hear of anything like this. They're going to keep going until it's because they just said this just the first version.
Yeah.
So they're going to keep trying this until it's actually, I guess, hate to say it like this, but normal.
You know what? You know what the real sick version of this? Like, as I just fully get into into my sci-fi brain, what happens when you bring, you know, your old lady passed at an untimely age, you bring her back through the AI robot, whatever. And you just having a good time, and all of a sudden, your subscription run out, right? Like you realize that they're gonna make this subscription service, like they're gonna milk you, they're gonna drain you for every penny. And then what happens if you just don't got the money to keep up?
That
the old
robot
lady
gonna be like, you gotta pay my $19.99, honey.
Exactly.
You ain't getting nothing from me till you pay me.
This is sick.
No, it is. You're right. It's sick. It's disturbing. It's a little creepy.
From the 346, if you lost someone close to you, you would do it. So STFU. No, I'm not saying that I know exactly that feeling. I'm gonna be honest. Like I started there. I can't imagine what you're going through. And I'm not saying that the urge to do that is not there. Clearly, lose someone close to you, you're willing to do anything. My thing is that actually good for you as a human being?
I agree.
That's ultimately it.
I agree with you.
832 got it right. It's the sci-fi version of the Pet Cemetery. That's exactly where you are.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Like that's clearly, I'm going to say, from my perspective, I don't think that's actually good for you.
No,
you know,
I agree.
What do I know? Who knows?
Yeah, and look, I'm not there yet, and I just feel like that's not gonna, I mean, no robot or AI is gonna imitate anything close to my loved one.
Right.
So, like, if my wife was to pass away, no robot is gonna imitate my wife's personality, man. Mm-hmm. Can't nobody, my wife personality can't be man-made like that.
Right.
So
I agree.
I don't know what that brother's going through, but
that's the thing is I hope that, you know, there is some level of peace in there because
if he happy doing this and she was down on it, hey, cool. But it's gonna get deeper than this.
Yeah.
I know we just having fun with this, but it's gonna get crazy.
Oh yeah.
Text came, can I make an AI version of my current wife who is still alive and just code her to be nicer?
That's hilarious. All right, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So have you heard about this? I don't know, Reggie, if you heard about this being up in Dallas, but it's a viral holiday house. They have this viral Christmas house that apparently costing taxpayers $25,000 last year. I'm glad you said that.
How?
So let's go to Fox 4 in Dallas with this news about this viral house. It's been going viral on TikTok and all that stuff. They also had a Halloween theme place that just, I guess it caused a lot of traffic in this little neighborhood.
Preston Hollow Mansion that's become known as the viral Halloween house less than a year after it gained fame and celebrity reposts as the viral Christmas house. Even on a Thursday evening, a crowd gathered outside the home's gates.
But if it's a week or 2 weeks of ongoing, literally thousands of people coming to a neighborhood, you know, ask me how I know, that's a concern.
The home is in the district of Dallas Mayor Pro Tem Gay Donnell Willis. She first requested the city address the issue back in January. City staff estimated traffic control over the Christmas holiday last year wound up costing taxpayers $25,000.
I've got folks who live almost a mile away who normally don't pull down a shade at night but have to when this home is lit up to the extent that it is. I mean, almost a mile away.
Dallas's code compliance department explained that the city has seen an increase in homes using high intensity lighting. The director of code compliance also suggested the city create a nuisance violation if a city inspector observes sustained crowding or congestion and Dallas police or Dallas fire have public safety concerns. Willis says another reason the city is experiencing more extreme neighborhood events is because the city's short-term rental ban is still tied up in court.
Okay. So how exactly is that costing the city a whole bunch of money?
I have no idea,
the only thing I can guess is like you need fire and police to organize, I mean, to handle traffic or, you know, obviously the...
That ain't never stopped no show before.
No, I'm not saying I agree with that. No. That's all I can figure.
You want to know what I heard immediately?
What's that?
Was that the mayor pro tem that this is in her neighborhood. It's bothering her. She said this is in her neighborhood. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see the game.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm tired and I'm going to use the extent of my power to get y'all shut the bleep down.
No, I think that's part of it. But like I said, as far as the 25,000, that's all I can imagine. Traffic flow, congestion, police and fire. That's about all I can imagine.
So I wonder if it's just this one house that's causing this stir. Because I feel like if it's a neighborhood, it seemed like it's a really nice neighborhood, kind of River Oaks-ish, a little bit. Why don't the whole neighborhood just kind of buy into it a little bit?
Well,
kind of like River Oaks.
Maybe some of it is. I don't know. But the other funny part was like, oh, poor thing. You got to pull your shade down. I was like, you poor thing.
And to be fair, I think that there should be like a communal perspective on this.
Or at least lights out at, 10 o'clock or something?
It's just funny. Somebody said cops to patrol it. Like, I mean, is there not a process for any of these circumstances of like some level? If it becomes to this level, like, don't they have processes for, what's the right word? Like getting permits or whatever for something of that nature?
Yeah, that's why I was curious if it's only this one house.
Yeah.
Because if it's just this one house, then I could kind of understand it. But I would probably, if I was the neighborhood president or something like that, I would probably lean into it like, hey, let's all do this and kind of make it a little more organized instead of everybody crowding the streets with thousands of people trying to see this one house.
Yeah. No, yeah. I it's bizarre.
Traffic control is what everybody's pointing to.
All right. Yeah.
I see it. Best of luck to you on that. I have a feeling that the people that like going out there and seeing that house probably not going to be too happy about it.
I will say the Halloween theme house looked really nice. They did a great job putting this together. Mm-hmm. And the Christmas one for that.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Cement Tape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So I just started following this Instagram account called TheRasianItalian_ on Instagram. And it's pretty hilarious to me. Look, I ain't going to sit here and say all of this stuff is, legit or rehearsed or anything. I have no clue what they're doing behind the scenes, but it's pretty much some kids who go around recording their Italian dad.
Oh, and just I love those kinds.
Doing random stuff and just ticking them off.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the kids right here in this clip. What they did was they pranked their dad. They put like 500 bananas all over his office and duct taped them to the wall and to the desk, to the computer and all this stuff. And here's his reaction. And I got some homework for you guys, too.
Okay.
I want you guys to. So he just says he said a lot of F-bombs in this.
You said he's Italian, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And this clip is.
Well, they put the raging part in there. Yeah, I feel like.
Yeah.
This clip is 54 seconds.
Okay.
So I want y'all to guess how many F-bombs do you think he dropped in 54 seconds? All right.
I will count them.
Not just cuss words, but F-bombs.
Yeah.
You going to count them or you want to take a guess?
Because I got
54 seconds, F-bombs. I am going for 30.
I'm going to say at least one per second average.
You going
54.
Wow.
54, okay.
Yeah.
There he is.
What are you guys doing? I'm coming in the door. You're standing right here. I thought it was getting pinched.
No, I renovated
it. What
are
you guys with the feds? Why are you guys up my ass? I'm not even the door.
We renovated your
surprise?
Office.
I renovated my office. Yeah, what the did you... Are you kidding me? Dude, it's not funny. I got a meeting in 2 minutes.
Yeah, you can see the screen.
You're my ass. What the are you doing on bananas? damn is this? Put it up your putting a King Kong downstairs? What the are you doing? Whose idea was this? You guys are at a I had a meeting in 3 minutes, and you're throwing bananas everywhere. It's a real joke with you guys every day. I got a meeting, dude.
Oh, good luck at any. Good luck getting on your computer.
Look at the on my app, dude. Come on. The two of you need to get a job. This is bull.
So what is that? 26, 27?
I got right I counted 28.
Okay, I missed one then.
I got 28.
That was pretty close.
I actually had to cut this video all the way down.
Yeah.
So he said it way more.
Oh man, that I love stuff like that. It's just funny to look at.
Funny.
I feel for him though.
Oh sure.
Like, I feel because
not enough to not want to watch it.
It's hilarious. Like I said, I'm not sure if he's kind of leaning into it a little bit and just kind of going with it, but no matter what they're doing, it's hilarious.
Sounded
man.
Pretty natural to me.
Yeah, so it's they on Instagram at the Raging Italian underscore.
That can't be good for him either. Like I just feel like I felt his like this blood pressure going up.
Yeah,
he started cussing. Could he see immediately what they did? Because it sounded like he was just like, what are y'all doing here? So, he anticipated the shenanigans before the shenanigans were
apparent.
Yeah, so
I guess they were standing outside his office with the office door closed. And he said, hey, what the bleep are you doing?
He probably got about four of them off before he even saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just lives in a perpetual state of being upset and
F-bombs.
Being frustrated.
F-bombs.
Yeah, they can't be good for his health, man.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, if you want to be entertained, check that page out on Instagram. And plus, I got to give a special salute real quick to the H's Up Tailgaters yesterday. They won HEB Tailgater of the Game.
All right.
And I want to say that was their first time. I think that was their first time. They pretty new tailgate.
I don't recall, but they had great energy.
No, they were cool, man. It was a guy by the name of L who was super cool, man. Kept giving me some shots, I want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
if you can remember.
Yeah, if I can remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So shout out to them. And thanks for nothing, Shane Bieber.
What?
Yeah.
Man, they traded for your ass. And you blew the World Series, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for nothing, man.
That's a true thanks for nothing.
Sucks, man. Mm-hmm.
You really wanted the Blue Jays to win that one, didn't you? Came out.
Hey, just imagine you trading for somebody thinking he going to be a help to your team, and which he was. He did have some good games, but
not then.
Man.
Yeah.
That sucks. I was totally against them bringing in Shane Bieber, too. I'm like, nah, he ain't that good of a pitcher. At this time, I mean, I don't know who they had, but I wouldn't have brought him in.
Mm. Well.
Yeah. Thanks for nothing, man.
You want to hold up that shirt one more time, Lopez?
Yeah, here we go, baby.
You're let's go, Dodgers.
Let's go, Dodgers.
Yeah, he's super excited about his boy.
I do like
the
shirt because it's funny.
All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That is the mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. Before we get there, let's do a little bit of around the AFC South, see what happened when it comes to the AFC South in the NFL this weekend next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.